Past and present. Vincent Smith Footwear reads the glossy blue sign above the striped blue awnings of number 533 to 535 Wimborne Road, Winton. Situated between a ladies' clothing boutique and a complementary therapy centre, this branch of the Vincent Smith Footwear Limited Company has been in business for 52 years. The company was founded by Frank Vincent Smith, who was born in Evesham, Worcestershire, in 1899, the third child of seven. His father, a builder and contractor, died at the age of 35 when Frank was 9 years old. 4 years later, Frank's mother remarried and had two more children. Then, when Frank was 15, the family moved to Boscombe, and Frank's mother opened an antiques business. Once settled in Boscombe, Frank got a job in the local shoe shop owned by G. Oliver, and over the next few years he worked in various branches of that firm. He turned 18 in 1917 during the First World War and was sent to France by the army, where he was employed for part of the time as a hospital orderly. On return to civilian life, he joined the staff of a well-known Boscombe shop, Henry George's Shoe Shop. In 1923, he married Lynn after meeting her at the nearby Salvation Army Citadel. He realised his ambition to start his own business 11 years later, in 1934, opening his first shoe shop in Boscombe. The shop was so small there was room in it for only three customers at a time. On the day the shop opened, a local lady came in carrying a silver threepenny bit that she nailed to the small wooden till, a very old custom that would bring Frank luck in business. By 1936, the business, known as F.B. Smith, had grown such that Frank could afford to rent the flat over the shop. Business continued to grow so that in 1939, Frank was able to open a branch shop in Moordown. Later that year came the outbreak of the Second World War. Frank enrolled with the newly formed local defence volunteers, later known as the Home Guard or Dad's Army, and he became a dispatch rider. Frank remained a member until suffering a heart attack in 1943, which compelled him to resign. Frank Smith Jr., Frank's eldest son, had been called up for military service. But after Frank suffered his heart attack, Frank Jr. was eventually released from the army to help his father in the shop. After the war, Frank Jr. began serious training for the business of shoe selling and gained experience by working with the Dulcis Shoe Company before joining his father's business. Despite the war and fluctuations in takings, the business continued to grow, such that Frank was able to open another branch in 1945 in Parkstone. The business was expanded further in 1948 with the purchase of a small property in Winton, a shop I'm currently sitting in. Business prospered so well that when the adjoining property became available for purchase, this was bought. This property became the headquarters of the business and was altered extensively over the years. In the 1950s, the premises were still arranged as two shops, and the business was known as Vincent Smith & Sons. In the 1960s, a major reshaping of the shop was undertaken, The premises were made into a single unit, with a central door in place of the two former entrances, and the windows were greatly enlarged to take up most of the shop front. The firm eventually became a company, Vincent Smith Footwear Limited, with Frank, his wife Lynn, his son Frank Jr. and his daughter Coral as directors. It continued to be a family concern as both of Frank's sons worked for the business, although his younger son decided not to make it his career. Today, the large shop front window holds displays of the men's shoes on the left side of the central door and the ladies' shoes on the right side. The front area of the shop is also divided in this way, with men's shoes on the left and women's shoes on the right, and the differing areas are divided by part of the wall that originally separated the two properties. The children's shoes are displayed on the far wall from the entrance, each shoe with its own little shelf on the grey wall. In the area in front of this display are three islands, each formed of six small red and blue chairs, and also a silver mechanical rocking horse. The original shop in Boscombe closed down a number of years ago. In fact, apart from this branch in Winton, only one other branch of Vincent Smith Footwear Limited is still going, in Parkstone, and it's still run by the Vincent Smith family. The property in Winton is owned by the Vincent Smiths, but the business is run by another family. Badleys. Even today, business continues to be brisk. Past and Present. Produced and presented by Sandra Dehoop.